You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Hacks of Ukraine's power grid are seen as a wake-up call for utilities, the squirrel threat notwithstanding. Various nations work to shore up their defenses against Russian government hacking and influence operations. Russia protests its innocence, but there are some reliable reports of fancy bear sightings in Norway. Cyber criminals are back, except for those behind Locky Ransomware, who seem to still be on holiday break. New approaches to ransomware and phishing, and a loyalty program at the Golden Arches may be proving problematic. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. Last month's takedown of portions of Ukraine's power grid remains spooky, prompting a number of it-could-happen-here stories, as observers fear that the hack was a dress rehearsal for an attack with widespread consequences. Contrarian observers make the sound point that squirrels have caused thousands of blackouts, while hackers seem responsible for about two. There's surely some breathless fear, uncertainty, and dread around, but it's worth noting that botnet-driven distributed denial of service with widespread effect was also seen by some as FUD until Mirai hit last September and October. Russian authorities continue their pious denials of hacking in the service of espionage and influence, but few other governments take such protestations of good global citizenship with the seriousness the Russians would wish. France and Estonia, in particular, are working to shore up defenses. France is particularly concerned about its May 2017 elections. Guillaume Poupard, director of the French security agency ANSSI, is quoted by France 24 as saying, quote, "We're clearly not up against people who are throwing punches just to see what happens. There's a real strategy that includes cyber, interference, and leaked information," end quote. Commenting on French preparations and concerns, Elia Kolachenko, CEO of web security firm Hightech Bridge, told the CyberWire that he thought hardening election systems against attacks was clearly a good idea, but he thinks it unlikely that cyber threat actors would change an election's results in a highly developed country like France. Kolachenko said, quote, "Obviously, they can cause minor disruptions. However, saying that hackers can fraudulently elect a new president is like saying that gangs in a Paris suburb can defeat the French army," end quote. He added that influence operations, however, are highly probable. Estonia has long been concerned with good reason about the neighborhood in which it lives, especially since its victimization in the 2007 cyber riots. The U.S. is still mulling its own responses during this final week of presidential transition. There have also been reliable sightings of fancy bear snuffling and pawing through Norwegian military and foreign ministry targets. Security services throughout NATO are looking to their bear traps. Other threat actors, prominently including criminals, have also stirred to new activity. Palo Alto has identified and is following a second wave of Shamoon attacks. Intel Security notices that some apps available on Google Play are stealing Turkish users' Instagram credentials and collecting them in a remote server. At least three unnamed Indian banks are reported to have sustained attacks on their SWIFT transfer systems. The Reserve Bank of India has been notified and is advising that banks take steps to mitigate the threat. Early reports indicate that no financial losses have been sustained, but the investigation remains in progress. The attackers who hit MongoDB last week have apparently turned their attention to Elasticsearch servers, more than 2,500 of which have been infected with ransomware. This round of attacks suggests that ransomware operators are honing their techniques and adapting to newly perceived opportunities. The CyberWire heard from Terry Ray, Imperva's chief product strategist, about this latest round of attacks. He shakes his head, metaphorically speaking, at the way enterprises continue to fail at privilege management. Quote, "There's no reason why a company with even a basic data security strategy should allow an administrator to access, much less delete, all information from a database without some level of oversight or workflow controls." End quote. He also finds it noteworthy that the criminals behind these attacks seem to think there's more money to be made through extortion than there would be for sale of the data on the dark web's black markets. There is some quiet, however, on the ransomware front. Locky seems to have gone on an extended holiday. It would be premature, however, to say goodbye to this particular ransomware strain. Perhaps Locky's masters simply wanted to spend more time with their family and will return soon enough. A sophisticated Gmail phishing campaign is in progress. The attackers work to compromise a Gmail account, thresh through emails until they find one with an attachment they can use in a screenshot to bait their hook, and then reel in even some security-savvy marks. We've heard from a number of experts on this issue. In general, they see automation as security's friend. Jeff Hill, director of product management at Prevalent, thinks that our reliance on email, the sheer volume of that email, and what he calls the frenetic pace of life, have combined to produce an attacker-friendly environment. He thinks relying on intrusion prevention is equivalent to sticking your head in the sand, and that the right approach is to recognize intrusion quickly and contain it before it can access sensitive information. Last Line's Bert Rankin reminds us that phishing hooks the well-meaning and responsible as easily as it does the malicious and negligent. Education and awareness campaigns alone won't do it, he says. Quote, "It is an imperative that IT put filtering mechanisms in place that use technology, not people, to sort, test, and eliminate such malicious emails before they even have a chance to test the eyes of employees." End quote. And Balazs Schiedler, co-founder and CTO of Balabit, sees this latest campaign as another instance of the way phishing techniques are improving to the point where even the knowledgeable and security-aware find themselves ensnared. He sees behavioral analytics as the solution. Quote, "The actual user's behavior is the one thing that helps security professionals discover misused accounts. By automatically spotting behavioral differences between an intruder and a legitimate user's baseline." End quote. And finally, do you want fries with that? You might, but you probably aren't willing to trade your McDonald's website credentials for a Happy Meal, unless, you know, the toy was a really good one. It seems there are some vulnerabilities over at McDonald's. Vasco Data Security thinks again that this is a case in which multi-factor authentication and end-to-end client-server encryption should become standard practice. Vasco's John Gunn sees a larger lesson. Quote, "This distasteful Big Mac attack underscores the risks of loyalty programs," he says. And, by the way, he's saying that the attack is distasteful, not the Big Mac, which remains as delicious as ever. Because large dollar transactions aren't involved in loyalty programs, both consumers and companies take a far too casual approach to security. For the 50% of victims that use the same username and password for every account, hackers just gained login credentials for their bank accounts, and that will spoil anyone's Happy Meal. End quote. Food for thought, Mr. Gunn. But no one's asking the important questions. Is the Hamburglar back and hacking? And what did Mayor McCheese know, and when did he know it? Robble, robble.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Joining me once again is Dale Drew. He's the Chief Security Officer at Level 3 Communications. Dale, you sent me a subject that you wanted to talk about today. It's BGP FlowSpec. Now, this to me sounds like something that I would hear at a plumber's convention, but evidently it has something to do with DDoS attacks. So help us out here. What does it mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, welcome to the world of the internet, where we make everything
as a three-letter acronym, right?
Exactly. As complex as we possibly can. Right. We're actually very, very sort of proud of this implementation. So FlowSpec, so BGP is sort of the heart of the internet. It's the thing that tells the network how to route packets across its fabric, and it tells other network providers what networks it is allowed to come to it and it's allowed to send to it. So it really is sort of the flow, the blood flow of the internet itself. And we like to think of it as the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. From a flow spec perspective, what this allows us to do is this allows us to push essentially firewall rules to the internet via BGP. It allows us to be able to say, if there's a bad guy coming in from a particular network, we can now have automation that identifies that bad guy, sees where that bad guy is coming from, and automatically pushes out the ability to prevent that bad guy from putting bad packets on the internet, at least our internet. And so what we're talking about with other internet providers is this concept or this idea that we could be sharing this data across the entire backbone ecosystem. So imagine a situation where backbone providers now have access to enriched IP reputational data that tells it who the bad guys are, what sort of attacks they're originating in, which ones are super serious backbone impacting events versus sort of the normal everyday, scanning and churning. And now backbone providers can take proactive steps as a collective entity to be able to stop bad guys in their tracks across the entire backbone ecosystem. So it's something that we use to protect our backbone, something that we use to protect our customers. It's very, very adaptable, and it uses a lot of the existing ecosystem to do it. So this works on 20-year-old routers as well as one-day-year-old routers. But it's something that we can also communicate out to the rest of the ecosystem. And so we think it's going to be a major step function in identifying and stopping bad guys globally.
Is there any resistance to it? Is there any overhead that goes along with it that might be an issue for anyone?
I think the devil's in the details, right? I mean, it's this idea of what's the temperature setting or the barometer setting for a particular ISP that they're willing to block versus another one. One provider might be a little bit more aggressive in stopping threats more proactively, and other providers may want to be a little bit more cautious and only do those events that could be potentially backbone impairing or are currently backbone impairing. And so we're having a lot of discussion about how we directly associate the weight of the reputation to the data feeds that we're sending, so that this enriched data could be used across all those sort of spectrums of temperament. And so, you know, the whole goal is that once you feel comfortable with it and once it starts to work, we can then, as an ecosystem, have a really good communication channel to be able to focus that for more specific threats.
All right, Dale Drew, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.